Right, by an alien, because they too came on the Mayflower and all of that. Mm-hmm. So it's understandable, or rather not understandable. But anyway, still
it's not understandable to be called an alien
by another alien. But anyway, still coming up with your news in detail. And also on top of that, we are going to catch up with what's happening in the world of business. Just stay tuned for that and so much more.
Power Breakfast, 6 to 10 a.m.
Right here on your morning station.
Power FM. Today's hottest kids with power.
They want me to be better, but I'm better than them. They want me to be fresher, but I'm fresher than them. They want me to be fresher, but I'm fresher than them. They want me to be better, but I'm better than them. They love, no.
I don't care.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Government 2FM's commitment to work with Lungu family on bio arrangements.
Government shuts down two companies in Kawe over poor working conditions.
In international news, Botswana declares national public health emergency.
In sports news, Barbara Banda out until next season due to injury.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I'm Grace Wanji.
And I'm Shekina Sakala.
Government has reaffirmed its commitment to engage in the family of the late Sixth President, Dr. Edgar Lungu, in order to reach an arrangement that balances their wishes with the responsibilities of the state. This follows the South African Constitutional Court's refusal of the late former head of state's urgent bid to directly appeal the judgment of the North Gauteng High Court in Pretoria's ruling on the matter. In a statement, Secretary to the Cabinet, Patrick Kangwa, said government's position remains unchanged, stressing that Dr. Lungu deserves a dignified funeral in keeping with the stature of his office. Mr. Kangwa emphasized that dialogue with the family will continue to ensure an agreement that reflects both the interests of the family and the obligations of government. He also commended citizens for their understanding during this period and urged the public to avoid issuing inflammatory comments, instead calling for unity as the nation mourns the former president.
And still within a separate development, a three-day Africa Biannual Biosciences Communication, ABBC 2025 symposium has opened in Lusaka with a strong call to counter misinformation and disinformation on new emerging technologies and innovations. As the symposium seeks to identify drivers of misinformation and disinformation on scientific innovations and their impact, the delegates from 21 countries, chiefly are from Africa, are calling for the immediate counter of the adverse narrative about biotechnological solutions and innovations. Speaking during the symposium, International Service for the Acquisition of Agri-Biotech Applications, also known as ISAAA, AfriCenter Board Chairperson Dr. Robert Karanja, emphasized the need for trusted science communication that shapes Africa's future if the continent is to change the negative narrative, which he underscored has been achieved through continued misinformation and disinformation. He further stressed the need for Africa to develop an answer to the challenge, as the continued perspective has not only affected biotech, but also delayed climate change action. The symposium is being held under the theme War and Science, How We Can Overcome the Burden of Misinformation and Disinformation.
This calls for trusted science communication that shapes Africa's future. Because as Margaret aptly put it, yes, in science we can do it, but when the misinformation, disinformation creeps in, it's not a sure bet. It starts becoming a perhaps. And we need to level the odds. We need to come up with an answer to that. And I believe that's what has brought us here together. The consequences of misinformation and disinformation are real, and they're actually costly. The twin challenge has undermined innovations that could address hunger and poverty. In health, For example, it has fueled vaccine hesitancy, and we saw this during COVID-19. We still see it even with diseases like polio that have actually been eradicated globally, but have been a few holdouts here in our continent and a few other places in the world. So it directly threatens lives and reverses the gains in disease control. In the environment, misinformation and disinformation has delayed climate action. It has worsened vulnerabilities across the continent. And as we know, in as much as we may not be the ones producing the biggest, contributing the most pollution, we tend to be the ones suffering the most from it.
Government has close to pressing companies in Kabwe for subjecting workers to poor conditions of service and failing to comply with safety regulations. The affected firms, Superdeal and Fine Steel, were found operating in violation of labor and health standards during a sudden inspection by a team of government officials led by Central Province Deputy Permanent Secretary Godfrey Chitambala. Mr. Chitambala was accompanied by Kabwe's District Commissioner Lennox Chimwambwa, Kabwe Central Constituency lawmaker Grisos Tapiri, and officials from the Kabwe Municipal Council. Mr. Chitambala expressed disappointment after discovering that employees at the two firms were working without adequate protective equipment, while sanitary facilities at both premises were in deplorable condition. Representatives of the companies admitted the violations and pledged to address the shortcomings. However, Mr. Chitambala directed the Kabwe Municipal Council to ensure that Superdeal and Fine Steel remain closed until they fully comply with the safety and labor regulations.
And elsewhere, though, the United Party for National Development, UPND, Livingston District Youth Chairperson Gerald Koyawana has urged young people in the district to take advantage of the ongoing national voter registration exercise to acquire voters' cards ahead of the 2026 general election. Speaking within an interview, Mr. Koyawana said a voter's card is the most powerful tool to influence change, but it is only possible if citizens are registered. He emphasized that the 2026 general elections draw closer. All eligible Zambians should ensure they have a green national registration card, an NRC, and a voter's card in order to fully participate in choosing their leaders. Mr. Koyawana further reminded residents that those who have lost or damaged their NRCs can replace them free of charge and should do so in time for the elections. The ongoing voter registration exercise is part of the preparations for the 2026 polls aimed at ensuring all eligible citizens are captured on the voter's roll.
Any weapon towards election is a voter's card and a green NRC. And right now in Livingston, there are mobile NRC insurance schemes that are in our locality, in our suburbs. So I've always appealed to the youth to say, take advantage. So I'm appealing to the young people that register, get your NRC, get your voter's card. That's a weapon. That's the only instrument you have to change power and to give power. The only instrument you have to employ someone as a president and to fire someone. So every young person, this is an opportunity to continue this kind of leadership. Get your voter's card, get your NRC.
In international news, Botswana has declared a public health emergency as it faces a shortage of essential medicines and medical equipment. President Duma Boko made the announcement in a televised address on Monday, setting out a multi-million dollar plan to rectify the supply chain involving military oversight. Managing the shortages would be highly price sensitive due to our limited coffers, he told the nation. The economy of Botswana, which has a population of 2.5 million, has been hit by a downturn in the international diamond market, as it is one of the world's leading diamond producers. This strain, further fueled by U.S. aid cuts, which has seen high levels of unemployment and poverty, according to media reports.
Still within international news, the head of Malagasy King, killed by French troops during a colonial era war, has been formally returned to Madagascar. The handover of King Toero's skull and those of two other members of his court took place at a ceremony at the Culture Ministry in Paris. The skulls had been brought to France at the end of the 19th century and stored at the Museum of National History in the French capital. It is the first use of the new law meant to expedite the return of human remains from collections in France. The head of a Malagasy king killed by French troops during colonial era war has been formally reunited and returned to Madagascar. The handover of King Toero's skull and those of two other members of his court took place at a ceremony at the Culture Ministry in Paris. We take a short break and return with the sports news.
More news. still to come.